Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Hey guys, we're here at the Hyper Fast Podcast. I am so excited to have Mike Cuervos here, the real estate marketing dude who absolutely crushes it with personal branding and video. So agents out there everywhere are starting to realize personal brand is everything. Mm-hmm. For their clients to be able to relate to them, they need it. So let's just talk about, you're kind of ahead of the curve. You realized it far before everyone else did.
Yep.
So kind of talk about what made you get there so quickly and then what you're doing with it now to help agents.
So I will backtrack to my first year in the business. 2002, was 22 years old, and I'm sitting there having a beer with my best friend in the world, and we get to talking, and he's like, oh yeah, I just referred this really hot realtor a $400,000 listing. And I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, do you know I'm in real estate, John? How the hell do you not know that? So if my best friend doesn't know what the hell I do for a living, how the hell is anyone else in a referral-dominated business? So that was where it sort of started, is through that pain point. And I just knew that it was always my goal to make sure everyone knew what it was that I did. Yeah. But I didn't want to have to hit them over the head with a lockbox. I hate sales messages. I'm not a salesperson. I don't know how to sell. I hate selling.
Okay.
But I love attention.
Okay.
So I'm sure we'll dig through the rest of that story as we go after this.
Well, no, that's awesome. Yeah, I like the hit him over the head with the lockbox, because that is how it feels with a lot of real estate agents, right? Yep. They're just so in your face. Okay, so then walk us through the next, you have that realization, yep. And what happens?
Well, at that time, I mean, this is back in 2002, so I remember Facebook was like just coming out. We didn't have social media, we didn't have video email. So back then it was just direct mail. Right. And if direct mail farming still works, all I've ever done was farm my relationships on non-real estate related content that always reminded my database what I did for a living. And that could be anywhere from a happy Groundhog's Day mailer to a Valentine's Day mailer or a Valentine's Day email with the subject line, I love you. Mm-hmm. Right. So it doesn't matter. I was always doing things a little bit differently. When every other agent is sending out turn back the clock emails, I'm sending happy Groundhog Days.
Okay. Right?
They zig, I zag. And I was always just trying to differentiate myself and just stay top of mind was always the goal. Because I hate prospecting. I hate cold calling. I can't pick up a phone. I can't close you on anything, but I can talk to you.
We have that prospecting thing in common.
Good.
Like, no. Can't we have a party instead?
But that's a good point, because a lot of people now, most agents, like you hear the stat all the time, like was Tom Ferry say, 87% of real estate agents fail in the first 5 years. They're gone.
Yep.
Well, I think a lot of that is because they're trained to go out there and sell. You're training a bunch of non-salespeople to be salespeople, right? And it's fucking exhausting.
Right.
Like, I don't want to get on the phone for 4 hours a day. You either, if you're good at it, God bless you, but the truth is only like a very small percentage of people can do that. So we're not empowering them and putting them in the right positions. So at the same time, 70% of people use the first agent they speak to. So I always want to be the first person they think of when they think of real estate.
Absolutely.
That's what a brand is, right? I'm sure people in your market are like, when they think of Kerry, they think of real estate, fun, engaging and all that. That's because you have a brand.
Yeah.
Brand's not the logo. Brand's like, holy shit, real estate, Kerry. Real estate, Kerry. That's a brand.
Right. So when you went from, okay, you're young in the business, you're doing everything different, you have a different mindset than other mm-hmm. agents, you're really aware of your strengths and your weaknesses. So how did that impact your business? How did it evolve?
I mean, that's how I started. I literally, this is a true story. I picked up all my clients at the nightclubs because I was 22 years old and I would go to get bottle service. So we're getting bottles at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I had a yellow pad of paper behind in my back pocket, and every single person that I met, I would be like, dude, give me your email address. Give me your direct mail address. They're hammered. They didn't know what the hell they were doing. So, but I knew that it wasn't a matter of if they're going to move. I knew it was a matter of when, right?
Yeah.
And the sooner I built the radar. So I look at, I call them marketing lists. So I get my email list, my direct mail list, and my social media reach. I look at them separately, but they're three ways for me to communicate, to keep on top of mind with the people that I know is responsible for the vast majority of my business.
That's awesome.
And that's all it is. It's like, I want you to share my name, but you can't share my name if you don't remember who the hell I am or what I do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I love that approach because you leaned into who you are. Yeah. Like for me, I was definitely going to be at the nightclub. I was definitely going to be at the bar. I was definitely going to be where my friends were. And I didn't learn soon enough how to leverage that, because it was like I drew a line in the sand. And I see this with a lot of my agents. Like, this is my playtime and this is my work time. And you actually combined it really early on.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever, let me ask you this question. I know you're leading a big team right now, but let's go to the early days on when you were in production.
Sure.
Did you realize that like 9 out of the 10 clients that you actually helped buy or sell, most I said help, not sold, buy or sell a house, became your wine drinking buddies?
So I'm actually reflecting on an experience I had that taught me how important it was to market to the people who already knew and loved me. So similar, painful clients, my very first clients, I helped them. I had a listing first and I helped them sell. I sold it to the first person who came to the open house, this amazing man. And then I helped them buy another place.
Real estate's easy.
Yeah. I'm like, this is great. I'm good at this.
That doesn't ever happen, by the way. It's like rare, but.
Well, and it was a listing referral that I sold myself and then I helped them buy something. And what I didn't know, they were very wealthy. They didn't like the condo because it was too small. And so they, like 3 months after they bought it, they decided they didn't like it and they wanted to sell it. And they started looking for me and they didn't know how to spell my name. And so they couldn't find me because when they were Googling me, they were spelling my name C-A-R-R-I-E and they were spelling Scholl with a C. So they were off on both. So anyway, they waited like 2 months looking for me. They called RE/MAX International. And when they finally got me, they're like, you have a hard name to spell. And you're not doing very good at marketing yourself. And the woman was a really entrepreneurial.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know. She was like a crazy entrepreneur. She scaled a massive makeup business and just made tons and tons and tons of money. So her saying it to me was like cutting me in the heart. I'm like, okay, I need to be an incredible marketer.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That's a good point, because statistically what they say is like for buyer's agents or your buyer's agents out there, 80% of your clients forget your name in 6 months. And it's really hard to make it in a referral-dominated business when no one knows who the fuck you are. So yeah. Just keep in. Sorry if I swear. Is that okay on the show?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. So
it's all good.
It's just you got to remember that it's not your job to – it's not your database's job to remember what you do for a living. It's your job to constantly remind them. Mm-hmm. And what happens, or at least what I see a lot, is that we forget to check that box. I don't think there's anything more important than, and what we're really talking about is building an audience of people who know the hell we are.
Yep.
Your brand just makes it easier for you to be remembered. But when you actually own that piece of real estate, and if you guys don't believe me, I'll challenge you this question. There's an agent in your market right now that you fucking hate, and you're wondering why they're successful. And the reason why they're successful is because they're more popular than you, and they might outwork you. And people remember people they know, like, and trust the most, but also who make the most amount of noise. And that's where a lot of it is, and you got to be consistent with it, right?
So when you're thinking about, okay, you got that principle. Like, I didn't get it. Obviously, I just shared my story, and it was so embarrassing.
No, but you learned from it.
I learned.
That's how
you
do it. I got burnt, too.
Really seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it's got to be. You got to get burnt before you actually pay attention.
Are you a real estate agent looking to grow your business in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area? The Kerry Scholl and Orange Line Living team is looking for talented, motivated people who want to be a part of a collaborative and competitive team poised to become number one in the world by 2021. Our new agents have success at a rate that is nearly 9 times the industry average, and our experienced agents average over $252,000 a year. Our industry-leading lead generation, training, and support systems put our agents in the best possible position for success. If you want to work hard, serve more clients, have fun, and make more money, then call us today at 703-661-9756 or go to kerryshullcareers.com.
So with agents who haven't paid attention to this in the past, they're probably losing tons and tons of deals they don't even know they're losing. Or maybe they drive by and they see the sign and they want to like go drink in a corner for a while. What's your advice to them about personal branding and how to approach it?
So I believe everyone has a brand to begin with. I believe that God only made one of you. That's why we all have our fingerprints. So your voice, though, comes with like actually figuring out what you stand for, what you like. So it's easier for me to explain this in a story.
Okay.
Story is all what it's all about. Figure out what your story is. So let's take a story of like, let me think of someone that we're working with. Let's do San Diego Real Estate Mama. San Diego Real Estate Mama. Okay. You know who she is. She's a mom. Okay, she looks over your investment. She cares for your investment. Her media series is called Ask Mama. She doesn't talk about nightclubs. She talks about businesses or the beaches with changing stations. She talks about the five breweries that are kid friendly. She talks about different things there because that's who she is. She's a San Diego real estate mama. People are going to remember the mama more than they are going to remember Denise, her first name.
And totally.
My whole thing's too is like, I don't call myself, I could say, hey, what's up? This is Mike Cuevas Marketing Company. And today we're talking more about Mike fucking Cuevas and Mike Cuevas, Mike Cuevas. No, I'm not. Put the fucking ego aside. The dude is what people remember. I could have easily branded my company any which way I wanted, but I knew what would be different. It was like, no one's calling themselves a dude. But at the same time, you get an insight after how I'm going to roll. And you already know what you're going to get before you pick up the phone.
And people who are going to be attracted to the dude are going to love you.
Yeah. And or they're not going to like me. And that's fine, too. It's just...
But
it's,
people who would be attracted to dude probably will love you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, from the moment, you're attracting the people who are going to really get you.
Totally. And that's what a lot of it is. So it's just about channeling that inner voice. Let's do a couple other examples so that everyone understands what we're talking about. So just yesterday, we rebranded somebody else. And what we found out about her, her name's Amara. And sorry, Amara, we're going to use you an example. But we found out about Amara was that she grew up in a foster home. Or she wasn't adopted, but her two siblings were adopted.
Okay.
And when we dug deep into what her brand was and what her why is really what your brand is, we found out that her concept and her brand was based upon transition. She services two different types of clients. The first one are, you know, she gives back to kids. She donates a lot of her time. So she's transition is, for her mentally, was all about providing a safe space called home for young kids. On the other side, 10 out of her last like 12 clients are old people. And she helps transition people into their nursing facilities when they have to empty nest the house and the kids are moved out with kids and no one wants to pay attention to them anymore. Mm. So transition is her theme and transition is her why. And then when we discover someone's why, they really realize who the fuck they are. When you discover what your story is, it's easy to tell over and over again. So let's take her marketing message with, if you want to surround yourself and be the transition agent, you start telling stories about transition. Her first business interview is based upon a new, it's a new bar and restaurant that's opening in her neighborhood called Del Cera, and it's in transition from an old biker bar.
Ooh.
Right? So it's like, the easiest way is Michelle from Verb. You know Michelle from Closing Table.
Yeah, of course.
Michelle put it best to me, and I'm gonna give her credit. She goes, When Nike promotes their advertisements, you don't freaking see them having like shoes or shirts or any of their apparel, as a matter of fact. You see Michael Jordan telling stories about his failing a million times. You see Tiger Woods talking about how he freaking took so many practice shots. And when we see Nike now, we associate the story of athleticism with it and their products because of that. So when you want to build your brand, you create a bunch of stories on how you want to be perceived of. That's the formula.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't even really, like, I just went to 10X, which you probably saw online.
Yep.
And one of the presenters was talking about your signature story.
Yep.
And for me, I think naturally, because I moved so much as a child, my signature story was how I wanted to take care of people like I wasn't taken care of.
Everyone has one. That's the coolest thing about, like, what we're doing is everyone has that story, and a lot of times it's hard for people... Individually, as an agent, it's hard for someone to think of themselves as a brand because you look at yourself as a human being.
Right.
But you are still a 1099 employee at the end of the day. So what it comes down to is like, look, if I opened up a retail shop and I sell fucking cookies, I'm sorry, I'm creating media around my brand. It's no different in your real estate business. You just have to see yourself as a business first. And how is that business going to relate and stay in front of other people is what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
And then once you correct that, you just do it consistently.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I think the piece for me that I wasn't cracking is that creating the stories that are in line with that signature story that go around to reinforce the message.
Can I give you another really good example?
Yeah,
of one that's
please,
emotional?
Please.
So we have a guy in Dallas, and this is a sad story, but it turned into a positive experience. So when we find out whom he is, we found out that if you remember the Nice terrorist attack, his brother and nephew were two of the 40 people that got ran over that day, okay?
Oh.
So it fucked him up, all right? So he's there. He doesn't know what to do and all that. So when we go into his backstory, what happens is that we found out he had three brothers. They always played sports together. Like, this guy was just a sportaholic. He's always doing sports. And him and his brothers, that's always been a thing from the time they're 3 years old all the way till the time that they're adults. When his brother passed, he couldn't practice anymore. He couldn't get his head around it. But he did end up starting a foundation called Play Hard. Now, Play Hard exists because he donates 10% of his commissions to Play Hard Foundation, which only exists in tribute to his brother. Now, in tribute to his brother, what they do is that money goes towards giving kids who can't afford to get involved in sports at a young age, and that's what the foundation's about. So his brand name and his brand strategy is Play Hard, Live Harder. Play Hard, Live Harder. So his media, he's always about living life to the fullest because you never know when your next day is your last. So for a marketing perspective, what he's branding is Pray Hard, Play Hard. So what he's going to be doing is like going to Top Golf, all right? His content strategy is where a kid can be a kid again, essentially, right? And using that as the excuse to market. And it's the story you tell. And I want to think about like when agents are doing Just Listed, Just Sold, what you're really telling people is I made more money than you did this day today and you're an asshole. But when you start talking about the people you help in an HGTV-like fashion, you start storytelling and people are able to relate to that. And it's in his case, he's talking about how someone can play harder in this house than they did in their previous. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about cracking that story. Then content creation comes easy and, most importantly, authentic.
You are brilliant at this.
Yes,
I like it. Good at it.
I like it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Huh. And it's a gap, actually, for me. I'm an excellent marketer, but I'm not doing a good job of telling the story.
I think we might have to flip Carrie over here.
Oh, no. I discovered this live. So for people like me that are out there that are listening to you and they're like, huh, I suck at this. Like, I'm actually not doing a good job with this. What are the steps they need to take?
Well, I mean, I ran a poll the other day, and the biggest reason why people are scared to get on camera is, one, breaking the habit, and two, they're like, oh, my God, my hair is going to fucking look like this or like that. Look, God is the only perfect being that exists, so you're never going to be perfect. Don't even start trying. And if you've ever seen perfection on camera, it doesn't exist because we've never seen it.
No.
Right? So don't worry about your hair, your makeup, or any other shit. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So if you could do that in a commitment and you're ready to think outside the box, then just call me. But no, you have to figure out what your why is. Everyone, this is not an easy business. It's stressful, right? I one of the reasons I got out of selling so much, I hated the emotional toll it took on me because I got emotionally involved in every transaction I was in, even to the $5 closing cost credit. Like, literally, I was fighting for
every,
I cared. I cared about their experience.
Yep.
And when you figure out the why behind why you do what you do, whether it's your kids, your family, you have a story, everyone does, you relate your marketing to that story. Mm-hmm. And that's all it is, and it's just an analogy.
Yep.
And what you realize is that everybody has one. That's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
Everybody has a passion. So base your marketing content theme around what you like to do if you won the lottery and you couldn't travel, is what I say.
Okay. Love it. So if people do want to call you, because I think that there's people out there that are probably having the same realization that I did today, how do they get in touch with you?
Realestatemarketingdude.com. Just go to the website. There's a lot of free training, a lot of free webinars, podcasts, spread my podcast. Take the free training on the site. And if you want to message us from there, please do. It says demo with a dude. You can't really miss it. It's right
demo
on top of the site.
Demo with a dude. I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today. This was absolutely incredible. Anything you want to add before we close?
No, I would just say don't be scared to be whom you are. There's only one of you, and just embrace it and take it over. The truth is that you're not going to resonate with everyone. The jack of all trades is the master of none. So figure out who the fuck your tribe is and speak directly to it.
That is sweet advice. All right, guys, subscribe to the podcast below. Great seeing you today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fast Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fast shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests and improve our shows. So give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.